joined now by the barrister and writer Stephen Barrett down the line. Stephen, a very good evening. Thanks for being with us. So, how does this work, this sort of emergency legislation? I mean, what is it and how long is it going to take?
Well, you're very right to highlight this because I'm a commercial barrister. So urgent from one of my clients means overnight or ideally now or a New York minute. You know, I've been woken up professionally at 2:30 in the morning and had to get to a computer and write something now, and it's going out in a few hours. That is what I consider to be an emergency. And it's right that you highlight that Parliament itself can act in an emergency if it so chooses. We have fought wars before. And we're not in a position where if we were suddenly declared war on, we'd have to say, oh, we're terribly sorry, but our legislative process takes about 8 months. Do you mind holding off till next spring? You know, we can take action. Whether we're intending to, what the word emergency legislation means, well, only the Prime Minister knows.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, the former Home Secretary said that there was no plan B. The Prime Minister had essentially denied it, refused it. So how long do you think this is now going to take? And are they going to do completely new legislation with all the drafting that that involves? Or actually, could they amend existing legislation, possibly the Illegal Migration Act or other acts, in order to do this faster, in order to comply with this great word, an emergency?
Well, you could have taken action after the Court of Appeal decision. So we've waited until the Supreme Court decision, which went exactly the same way as the Court of Appeal, and we appear to have done nothing in preparation. And that's the point Suella makes, and that is true. So I'm not making a political statement here, that we have apparently done nothing in relation to losing in the Court of Appeal. We apparently did not have a plan B at that stage. I want to make it very clear to your viewers that I don't... It's wrong if anybody tells you that the Supreme Court wanted to block the Rwanda deal. That is not true. What the Supreme Court has done is go into our law and say, does this work?
The thing is, Stephen, what my viewers want to know is how long is this going to take? Because this was the sort of the absolute key for the government stopping the boat programme. And frankly, it's in the bin at the moment.
It's going to take as long as the Prime Minister wants. If he wants, he can be much more urgent than he's being. And I won't have the Constitution presented as though it's inherently slow. It's not inherently slow. It will go at the speed he wants, and you can judge him politically on the basis of how long he takes. If he says he's being urgent and actually he's being really slow, well, then that's a fact that you know people can take into account. That I'm not going to endorse the idea that this has to be slow, because it doesn't have to be slow.
Actually, Stephen, that's a brilliant way to finish. That's a fascinating way to finish. That actually, it's not the constitution of the UK legislation that's slow. It's the Prime Minister's commitment. And actually, for my listeners and viewers, that's absolutely critical. The Prime Minister keeps saying he's committed to stopping the boats. Well, he's got his work cut out. Stephen Barrett, thank you so much indeed for joining us. That really is absolutely incisive. Well, I'm delighted now to be joined...